If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that as we begin this year, as we continue into it, we may remember that we are part of the bark of Christ, and we're called to bring people the message of Christ so that they may be transformed by it. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, it is the second day of January here in our fine Boston area. We're in the year of 2024, as you know. And so it's a powerful time to look at where the Lord is going to lead us during this year. If we look over the past several years, we realize that this time has been something where we've looked into the year. And we never know where the year is going to lead us, but the year has led us into some very interesting places, and hopefully it leads us to a better place now. I mean, if we go back several years and see where we were, and remember, 2020 was such a horrible year. There was that ad during the Super Bowl that showed 2020 to be like a dumpster fire. We remember that. I mean, just a horrible year. 2021, we were still dealing with the COVID issue. 2022, it kind of came to an end on the restrictions and the lockdowns. And we're right now dealing with a lot of the fallout of this. And now we're here, and 2023 continued that. And a lot of the fallout continues. A lot of the legal fallout continues. And now we're in 2024, looking where the Lord is going to take us. It is a year of an election, and that's going to be interesting in itself. And so we're looking at all of that, and we're seeing that powerful reality there. One of the things that I wanted to mention, or one of the realities I wanted to mention that we lost in the end of 2023, right before Christmas, by the way, as a matter of fact, the notice came out on December 23rd, and that was the loss of Deacon Ian Punnett, who I have never met, but he was a real funny guy on, used to host Coast to Coast AM, and he used to a lot to do the music thing, because he was a disc jockey, and he, at one time, and he also taught at Kansas State University. I guess he taught journalism, and I guess he taught radio, and he had several positions over there, including advisor to the radio station. He taught journalism, and I think he taught radio, and he used to always begin his introduction, rather, with the idea that he would say, and to all the invading alien armies, I forget how he worded exactly, sitting outside the atmosphere of Earth or whatever, he says, remember, eat the Canadians first. With all due respect to our friends in Canada. But I thought that was just always, I always get a kick out of that. And really just interesting guy. And over the past several weeks, there was, prior to his death, it was noticed that he wasn't feeling well, and so he couldn't host a couple of the programs. He was only a part-time host. And then on Saturday morning, the 23rd, I discovered that he had died. So I just wanted to notice that. An Episcopal deacon, by the way, and really a great guy on radio. I never met him, but just a great guy on radio. And when George Norrie was reading the announcement that he had died, he was in tears. So really fascinating. You know, and may we all touch people's lives in our faith the way he touched people's lives. I'm sure it, being an Episcopal deacon in his own faith, but also in our way of doing things. So I just wanted to mention that. In any case, we're looking at this new year, what it's going to bring to us, and we don't know. And as we look at this new year, we also look at the readings that we see, especially during Christmas time. These are my favorite readings of the year, and they're coming to us, the first readings, the first letter of John. I love talking about them. They're wonderful. And today's reading comes to us from the second chapter. And John, verses 22 to 28, you can see them in your favorite daily missal. Might be the subscription forms like Magnificat, the Word Among Us. Was it Our Daily Bread, I think is another one, or Our Daily Word. Also, there are bound versions, a daily version and a Sunday version. And of course, you can find it online at usccbible.usccb.org. But on the other side of the break, we're going to look at what St. John is talking to us about these understanding of the Antichrist. We'll see that on the other side. We'll be right back. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're back, and we're looking at this powerful message that we find teaching us about the gospel of Christ in the first letter of John. And what we're looking at especially is John talking about the Antichrist. And what he explains is the Antichrist is the person or whatever who denies the reality of Christ as the Son of the Father. So that's one of the things he's saying. That's who the Antichrist is. Now, we also see, and I believe it's St. Paul says there have been many Antichrists. And sure enough, there are. And there always will be. So people are always focused on the Antichrist. And they're trying to figure out who it is. Some will say, well, you know, it's Pope Francis. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's Pope Francis. No, it's not Pope Francis. And then others actually, you say, oh, you know, it's Barack Obama. I'm going to tell you it's Barack Obama. No, it's not Barack Obama. And it's not Joe Biden. And it's not Ronald Wilson Reagan. If you remember back in the time of the Reagan administration, people used to say that Ronald Reagan was the Antichrist. How do we know? Because each of his names had six letters. The 666 from the book of Revelation actually refers to a reality that certain names, because they were letters, could also spell numbers. And the 666, the Roman number 666, would form that name for Nero. Now, is it 666 or 666? Those are two different, even though in Arabic numbers, which is what we use, 666 is that. But in Roman numerals, you have to have 666. So you have to have that. I think that would be something like DCLXV1. Somehow may spell Nero, or it might be V1, V1, V1. I don't know. But that's what the 666 meant. It didn't mean six letters of three names forming Ronald Wilson Reagan. But, you know, people will get into that. And be careful of that, because you really shouldn't be focused on who the Antichrist is. You should be focused on who Christ is, because the more you deepen your relationship with Christ, the more you're going to be able to discern anything that leads you away from Christ. And that's important, and that's what we're called to do. And we're called to recognize where Christ is leading us. Now, the important thing is to remember to be humble before the Lord, because the greatest way to be led down the wrong path is to be loaded with pride, and pride blinds us. So we want to be humble before the Lord, and that's one of the things that we recognize. And the more humble we are, the more we can invite the Lord into our lives, and the more we can see the discerning power of the Lord. And that's one of the ways we can look at where the Lord is calling us. I was reading some of the words of Cardinal Sara, who in his book, The Day Is Now Far Spent, and he brings out one of the ways you can tell that there is division, that the devil is working, is where there is division. Is where there is a separation, is where there are people who are standing up and saying, no, this is wrong. We're going to do it our way. We're going to do it this way. I found out many years ago that one of the sources of evil in the world is those people saying, I want my world my way, or I want my church my way, I want whatever my way. That's a great source of evil. And I learned that back in 2002, where you saw people demanding, I want my church my way, and I want my world my way. And I knew that was a source of evil. So that's one of the greatest signs you can see of the spirit of the Antichrist. We see from St. John, he tells us anyone who denies the Christ and denies the Son as being connected to the Father, so denies the Son and the Father, and obviously the Holy Spirit. But also, I'm going to tell you one of the things to look at is the person who demands the world the way they want it, demands the church the way they want it, demands all these things the way they want it, instead of the way God wants it. That's a great source of evil, so be careful of that. And as we continue in this new year, this first week of the year, we want to remember, have a blessed day today, and we will talk to you again tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.